blades against a starry background which becomes black. Digital Factory. Night clouds are reflected in clear water. Dolphins break the surface. Then a silver cocoon rises from it. A woman in a diaphanous dress with wings emerges. Europa Corp. Luc Besson presents. Amber and white wall lights flash by cars in a tunnel. A Europa Corp M6 Films, Grive Productions, Apapulai Prod co-production, with the participation of Canal Plus, M6, W9 and TPS Star. The cars emerge into sunlight beside the Seine. Over scenes of Paris, John Travolta, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, from Paris with Love. The driver of a Cadillac Escalade, which passed through the tunnel, is a man in his early 30s with a lean face, a neatly trimmed moustache and goatee beard. He's overtaken by a couple on a motorbike as he drives beside the river. The man's face is serious. His hair is short and he's smartly dressed in a suit and striped tie. Based on a story by Luc Besson, screenplay by Adi Hasek, directed by Pierre Morel. The Cadillac turns right and enters gates manned by uniformed police who salute the driver. On a desk, notepaper is headed the United States of America Embassy of Paris. The driver, now wearing glasses, crosses from a fax to the door.
Thank you, Cindy.
Welcome.
African Aid Summit Prep meeting with the Foreign Minister tomorrow at noon, Summit Conference on Wednesday, G8 Undersecretary Conference dinner on Thursday, and a reception for the Secretary of State on Friday, sir.
Can't you see we have more urgent matters to consider?
Chess.
Of course.
Rhys makes his move.
Check.
Must you always be so methodical?
Well, that's what you pay me for, sir.
And you're worth every penny. But that doesn't mean I'm just going to sit here and watch you copy Fischer's ambush on Spassky back in 72.
The ambassador makes his move and nods.
Yep.
Parking lot, number 17, Rue Lescot. 7th section, Silver Series 5 BMW. Same as before.
Yes.
Rhys shuts his phone, hangs it on his waist belt, then studies the chessboard. Rhys grins, the ambassador nods smugly, and Rhys moves his queen.
Checkmate, sir.
What?
Wait.
Excuse me, sir, they need me downstairs to review the summit seating chart with security.
Yeah, well, as long as you make sure that I am seated next to the foreign minister.
Of course, sir.
By the way, you ever find out which of those two secretaries he's banging, the brunette or the blonde?
I'm afraid both, sir.
The ambassador raises his eyebrows.
God, I love the French.
Rhys, his headlights on, drives into the dark enclosed car park at Rue Lescot. He pulls into the space beside the silver BMW. He switches off his lights, then climbs out of the vehicle. He glances around before walking to the back of the Cadillac. He takes another long look around the parked cars, but sees no one. He opens his boot. Inside, he lifts a flap and keys numbers into an illuminated pad. He opens a false floor and sees a gun sitting in a tray under it. He reaches past the gun and pulls a briefcase towards him. Inside the case is a screwdriver and two number plates. He hurries over to the BMW. He unscrews the old plates and attaches the ones he took from the briefcase. Hearing something, he finishes the job, puts the old plates in the case, picks up the case, and after a furtive look round, moves away. He backs out of his parking space and drives off. He drives around a line of parked cars and reverses into a spot where he can see the BMW. He switches off his headlights. He sits behind the wheel, impatiently tapping it with his fingers. He glances at his watch. He sits upright, his eyes flitting from side to side. He stretches his neck as he sees three figures walk to the BMW. One puts a case in the boot. They climb in the car. Reese moves into shadow as the headlights come on and the BMW moves away. He watches as it passes his parked Cadillac. Reese takes a deep breath, taps the steering wheel, then turns the ignition. He drives out of his spot. A row of rooftops, beyond them the Eiffel Tower. It's growing dark as Reese gets out of the Cadillac carrying a bag of shopping and a case. He opens the door of his grimy apartment building. As he steps inside, his mobile rings.
Hello.
Good work, Reese.
Thank you, sir. You know, if you gave me the chance, I could do so much more. I was thinking, have you received my application for A4 training?
You'll get your shot at Special Ops, Reese. But right now, I need you to secure a chip for the Foreign Minister's conference room during tomorrow's meeting with the Ambassador. Would that be a problem?
No problem at all, sir. Except I don't have the chip.
Really? I was told you had it all afternoon.
No, I'm quite sure I don't.
Hold on.
Reese climbs stairs.
Left jacket pocket.
Reese stares at his phone, closes it, then puts his hand in his jacket pocket. He removes a small plastic bag with a microphone in it. In the apartment, Reese, in his shirt sleeves, sits on a sofa. He sips a glass of red wine and studies the microphone in the transparent bag. He stuffs the bag in his trouser pocket and opens his front door.
Hi.
He kisses the brunette.
Did you save the world today, James?
If only you knew, Carolyn.
She sets down her bags, then pulls Reese by his tie towards her. Spinning him, she pushes him onto a swivel chair.
Then tell me, what did you do?
You know I can't go into detail.
She swivels him round and starts undressing behind him.
Not yet.
He tried to sneak a look. Caroline removes her top, her boots and her jeans. She kicks them aside. She slips on a pair of red stiletto peep-toe shoes. She removes her bra and pulls on a dress.
All right, then. What do you think about this?
He turns round and admires her from the shoes up to the black and white patterned, tulip-skirted and strapless dress. He removes his glasses.
I think, wow.
She swivels her hips.
You like the fabric?
I love it. Looks kind of familiar, though.
It should. There are bedroom curtains.
They both smile. She turns her hips the other way.
All right.
She drags him to his feet by his tie.
So what are we eating for dinner?
Whoa, wait a sec. Isn't it part of French tradition that the war cat looks while a guy watches TV?
Well, things have changed since the Middle Ages, you know? Now it's exactly the contrary.
Why don't we skip dinner altogether and go straight to dessert?
Is this all you're gonna think about?
Every second of the day.
They kiss more passionately. She removes his tie and pulls down his shirt. She pushes him backwards towards their bedroom. Morning. The ambassador's car sweeps into the courtyard of the Foreign Ministry. Reese is in his Cadillac. He picks up his briefcase and holds an envelope as he gets out and strides over to the ambassador's car, nodding at the driver, who opens the rear door.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Reese.
Here's your topic list for today. I've highlighted the three-point shots. The rest are mostly layups.
Well done, Reese. You're heading back to the office right away?
Do you mind if I stay and wait for you, sir?
No, why don't you join us for the meeting?
Reese glances at a group of officials.
Thank you, sir.
Bonjour. Francois.
Thomas.
As I mentioned at our previous meeting, the president is extremely pleased with the way your cabinet and the State Department have come up with a mutual agreement on our policy concerning the African continent. However, we believe that it would make a big difference if France and the United States could release a common statement on the position of our two countries concerning the terms and conditions of the reduction of international debt.
We're also very pleased, Thomas. And I can once again assure you of my collaboration.
He chews a piece of gum, coughs it into his hand and attaches the microphone to it. Having refused a cough drop, he sticks the gum and mic under a desk. They fall to the floor.
Substantial reduction. So they don't sink even deeper.
You know, I believe...
Reese deliberately drops his pen, bends, picks it and the mic up, then tries to stick it back under the desk. Again, it falls to the floor.
Anyway, you'll have plenty of time...
Excuse me, Minister?
Yes?
Is it true that you recently acquired several Goyas?
Really? I would love to see them.
Actually, they're on loan from the Prado. They're absolutely remarkable. You must see them.
You know, we have several Goyas in New York at the Frick Museum.
Have you?
The ambassador, the foreign minister, and his aide leave the room. Priest uses a stapler to attach the mic to the desk. He replaces the stapler on the desk and walks out, leaving the concealed microphone in place. Reese climbs the many steps round a stairwell to his apartment. The lights go out. Reese climbs up to the next landing and presses the switch. He glances up, then continues his ascent up the next flight of stairs. Near the top, he slows and stares. On the tiled floor is a pool of what looks like blood. He follows its trail across the tiled half-landing and slowly climbs the next flight of stairs. The trail leads past his apartment door and upstairs to another door.
Caroline?
He pushes the already open door. He puts his briefcase down and picks up a long-handled brush. Holding it in both hands, he climbs to the roof.
Caroline?
Reese bursts out onto the flat roof. Caroline has set an alfresco dinner table.
I'm sorry I spilled most of the sauce.
The sauce. You made dinner?
Don't worry, I didn't cook. It's takeout. I have a gift for you.
A ring box.
I forgot, didn't I?
No, you haven't forgot anything. Just open it.
Before he can open it, he answers his mobile.
Hello?
Planting a mic in the minister's private office. Very impressive, Reese.
Thank you, sir. Anything I can do to help.
I appreciate that, which is why I'm giving you this next job on such short notice.
I'm ready. When?
Tonight. Be at the airport as soon as you can.
You know I haven't been briefed.
Your partner is being held by the French customs. I need you to get him out of there.
My partner?
Charlie Wax.
Right now.
Is there some problem? You're busy?
No. Not at all. Sir, you do realize that I'm not Special Ops certified.
I'm a man short, Reese. Besides, it's mostly driving Wax around. Nail this job and consider yourself a member of the club.
Caroline brings Reese wine and nuddles up behind him. He places his finger to his lips and smiles momentarily before turning to her.
It's the promotion.
That's wonderful.
They embrace.
So it means we have two things to celebrate tonight.
Two things to celebrate?
Mm-hmm.
What? She else? Holds up the ring box.
Ah.
He sets his wine down on the table and takes the ring box from her. Reese grins playfully, then turns away from her as he opens the box. Inside is a silver ring.
It was my father's.
He looks into her eyes.
I waited for you to ask, it would never happen.
She places the ring on the third finger of his left hand. He takes it to his mouth and kisses it. He tenderly strokes her hair.
I love you.
They kiss. On the street, she's by the car. His hand caresses her cheek.
Promise me you'll never take it off.
I promise. You sure you want to marry a guy in my line of work?
And who else is going to sew the bullet holes in your coat if you get shot?
She leans in the window and kisses him on the lips.
I'll be here waiting.
You better.
Oh, wait, my mom kiss.
Don't get me started. My partner's waiting.
Just remember who your partner really is.
She raises her eyebrows and they smile at each other. He drives off. She steps out onto the cobbled street and watches the car drive away. Reese is led through to a room where a heavy-set man with a shaved head and a beard is ranting at customs officers.
Is that the man you're looking for?
You don't serve energy drinks in Paris. It's for working out. It's for coming over for jet lag.
You sure this is Charlie Wax?
Take him off our hands before we look him up.
Sucks, man.
Without the cans. He can't drink in the cans.
Look here, it's corn syrup, caffeine, and water. And a cool label, that's all it is.
He drinks some.
Try it.
It will never enter France.
Well, that's all we got here, motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
Don't get your panties up in a bunch just because I use the M-word as an adjective, as in when I landed at this airport, I was confronted by a self-important, American-hating, frog-leg-eating, snail-sucking, motherfucking, cock-sucking bureaucrat. Because I'd rather use it as a noun, as in, this motherfucker hates Americans so much, even though we saved his country ass in not only one world war, but two, he still won't let me through with my cans. So now that we're clear on how I use the M-word, with no disrespect to you or your official capacity as the guardian of your country's borders, I'll just move on with my cans.
Non, monsieur, c'est en France, jamais en France! It will never enter France, okay?
Well, how am I supposed to have the energy to enjoy the endless pleasures of your fine city?
We can get you a few shots of espresso on the way out instead, sir.
Wax turns around and faces Reese, who comes over and talks in Wax's ear.
It is very important that you clear customs.
Not without my cans.
Sir, do you mind? Okay. Reese indicates Wax.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Wax follows Reese into the corner of the room.
You got a real problem with those cans.
So it seems. I'm running late. You know this place?
Yeah. There's better Chinese food in town.
Yeah, well, I hear they make a killer egg for young, so slip this guy some bills, and let's get me over there.
That's not how we do things here, sir.
Well, that's how I do things. Why don't you call the embassy and get me a different driver who will comply to the way I do things?
I'm not your driver. I'm your partner.
Yeah, you're the chess player. I read your file.
You play?
Do I look like I play board games? So why don't you get this guy laid? Give him a box of Cohibas, a bottle of Chevys, do whatever it takes. Just get it done.
Why don't I try something just a little more subtle?
Reese goes over to the table and slaps a sticker on Wax's bag of cans. The sticker reads diplomatic mail. Reese picks up the bag.
Check me, motherfucker!
Wax leaves the room and Reese follows. Reese drives the Cadillac Escalade through the city.
You know that really wasn't necessary back there?
Yeah, I know. I just like sticking to these self-righteous little pricks. I think just because they got a badge and a uniform, they can lord over us civilians anytime the mood strikes them.
And you know we can probably get that drink in any supermarket?
Yeah, I know that too.
So what's the big deal over some corn syrup, caffeine, and water?
Well, the big deal is my secret ingredient, which I cannot take the chance that they would find out.
Gun pops.
Hence the diversionary tactics of the grammatical variation of motherfucker.
You mean everything back there was...
You didn't get that?
Wax assembles the gun.
You know I'm authorized to get you any weapon you want.
Yeah, but not like this one. Because me and Mrs. Jones...
We got a thing going on.
Till death do us part.
Reese pulls over by Le Lotus des Neiges. Inside the classy joint, a woman sings as Reese and Wax dine together.
leave it to the French to fuck up China's number one dish.
It's not Chinese, it's American.
Bullshit.
It was invented by a Jewish guy in San Francisco.
Bullshit again.
I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing Chinese about it, not even the name. Fu Young's got nothing to do with what's in that dish.
Oh, so you're not only a chess master, you're a Chinese language specialist.
Level 2 Mandarin at Cambridge Night School.
Really?
And the Chinese word for egg is don.
To a waiter.
Excuse me. Sir.
Yes, sir.
How do you say egg in Chinese?
I'm sorry. I am fourth generation. I'm born in Brazil. I don't speak Chinese.
Hey, take it easy. The guy said he doesn't speak Chinese.
Maybe this is something he does speak.
What the fuck, Wax? The guy's just a waiter.
Well, if he's our waiter, he can help us order dessert, can he? I was looking for a Pakistani Chinese dish.
No dessert. Just fortune cookies.
Oh, well, let's order off the menu then.
Creme brulee from pastry.
No, just across the street. I'm more in the mood for something you sniff off a spoon, something you buy by the kilo.
Other staff pull guns. Wax upends the table and uses the waiter for cover as a firefighter acts. A chef in white enters the dining room and opens fire. Wax guns him down. Another chef opens fire. Wax pops up and shoots him. Standing, he winds the waiter's scarf round his fist, reloads, then shoots another waiter by a shattered pistol. We scramble for cover as Wax kills another chef, then spins and guns down another waiter. Wax scans around warily. Reese climbs to his feet in the bullet-riddled restaurant.
You good?
Let's just get out of here.
Did I say we were done?
Look, if you really want to score some coke, I'm sure I can find someone someplace else.
We're not going anywhere. Where's the blow? No blow. Where's the blow? No blow!
He pushes the scalding muzzle of his pistol into the waiter's cheek. The waiter glances at the ceiling. Wax grabs a machine gun and shoots holes in the ceiling. Fine white powder cascades around them.
Empty that vase and collect some of that.
An amazed-looking Reese empties flowers from a vase. Wax dips his finger into the falling powder and tastes it, while Reese holds the vase up to collect some.
Did you ever notice the closer you get to the people who cook this shit, the better it tastes? From the taste of it, we're about 2 people removed from the chef who's got the recipe for this very fine product. Listen, you tell whoever you work for, I didn't kill you because I got a message for him. Wax on, wax off. Come on, Park.
Touching the part-filled vase, Reese follows Wax to the car.
Reese, keys! Come on!
Reese looks back as they drive away. Wax accelerates, then spins the Cadillac around the corner and heads behind the restaurant. The Cadillac stops, its headlights go out. Wax sits back in the driver's seat. Reese stares ahead into the gloomy darkness.
Wax on, wax off. What about it?
I don't get it. What are you, the Karate Kid or something?
If you want to be a secret agent man, you have to roll like a secret agent man. It's code.
Code?
Yeah, code. Wax is on, he's going to take you off. Gives him something to think about. Throws him off balance. Got it?
Got it.
Good.
Reese fidgets in the passenger seat. They spot the waiter's silhouette as he dashes out of the restaurant's rear exit. Wax starts the Cadillac. They discreetly follow the long-haired waiter as he jogs along the pavement. Reese looks at the large vase in his hands.
What about this? Evidence?
Evidence, my ass. Where we're heading, that's better than cash.
As long as it's all official business, right?
Well, if you knew this college girl named Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah. Scored some shit at that Chinese restaurant. Next thing you know, she's overdosing.
You got me riding along on some personal off-the-book job?
Fuck yeah, it's personal. I'm trying to take advantage of some kid who just wants to party.
Look, I'm sorry about your friend, Charlotte, whoever she is, but if this isn't about national security, I'm not going along with this.
It is when she's the Secretary of Defense's niece.
The Secretary of Defense wants us to shut these guys down, right?
Whole operation, top to bottom, chef to chief. You got a problem with that? Hmm?
Nope.
Good.
The waiter rounds a corner, breathing heavily. The Cadillac turns the same corner a few moments later. Steam wafts across a damp courtyard, leading to a warehouse where the waiter nips into a lit-up unit. Wax drives slowly after him and dips the headlights. They pass a gang loitering by the unit. Wax parks up and watches the waiter disappear around the corner. Reese looks back at the gang.
Hey, yo. You can't park here.
Well, I just did. Come on, muscle you up, pard.
They get out. Wax opens the boot.
Hey, there's a secret code. Let me just...
No, let me. I'm really good at guessing.
There's a 9mm in two clips.
Well, I prefer sending my partners in a little heavier. So I would skip the Glocks and go with this .357. It's got a smoke trail better than a Cohiba.
Fucking tourist, you took the wrong exit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, just use your Cambridge level 2. Tell me interested in what they're selling.
These are dragon heads. I think we should just buy what they're selling and get the hell out of here.
Oh, man, I just gave you a straight-up Hong Kong Shaw Brothers Kung Fu motherfucking chop suey show, and you're worried about this candy-ass street gang.
That was against kitchen staff.
Kitchen staff? There's no kitchen staff shedding lead like that. No kitchen staff, Oz.
Well, maybe not. But these guys look like they're going to make those guys look like choir boys.
Well, they ain't no L.A. Maria Villa gang. Just some Asian dudes. Now, we're cool with the Asian dudes. Am I right?
The leader pulls a knife.
Wrong, brother.
Wax grabs the leader's arm and flips him. He takes down a gunman, then twists another guy's neck. He disarms another thug, takes his baseball bat, and swings it into a hapless goon's face. He fends off a thug wielding a carjack by cracking him round the head. He drops the bat and carjack.
Tell me that wasn't some impressive shit. Kitchen staff.
He closes the Cadillac's boot. Still holding the blue and white china vase, Reese follows Wax through a dark corridor. They hurry up a shadowy fire escape. They see people below, then come to a doorway. Wax opens the door, and they head through. They nip through the shadows. Wax peers through a porthole covered by plastic strips. He pushes the door open.
Stay one floor below me. I don't want these guys crawling up my ass.
Got it.
Wax fixes a silencer to his gun. He heads up a spiral stairwell. Reese waits a moment, then starts to follow. A dead body plummets down the stairwell's central gap. Reese peers over the banister. He carries on with the vase tucked under his arm, the magnum in his other hand. A second body bounces off the banister and flops onto the stairs in front of Reese, who creeps past warily, aiming his gun at the body. Another body smashes into the banister, then drops down the stairwell. Reese peers over the banister into the gloom. He stands aside as a fourth body rolls past him on the stairs. Reese reaches the top of the shadowy spiral staircase. There's two more bodies on the landing. He steps past them, glancing down at a man's bloodied face. Reese steps warily through deep shadows, then spins around the corner of some metal shelves with his gun at the ready. Wax leans casually against the shelves. Reese relaxes.
How many more of them do you think there are?
Last census? About a billion.
He reaches for a doorknob and turns it. They enter a storeroom which opens out into a wider space where a group of kids perform a traditional Chinese dance with paper fans in front of golden statues. Adults watch quietly from the sidelines. The kids swing their arms in unison. Nobody notices as Wax and Reese walk up behind a guy in the audience. Wax pokes his gun in the guy's back.
Translate for me.
Okay.
have an address book with every dealer, pimp, and prostitute in your network.
What you need on this position? Never do fancy that little audition.
One call, and the next party you have will be catered off a park bench in Beijing.
Why you get that?
You can keep this all. You just have to give me the address of the man who delivers all your cocaine. You have 20 seconds or you won't have another chance.
Wax holds out a pen and paper. Reese says, think of the children. Write it down. The guy, Wong, snatches the paper and writes. He hands it over to Wax and Reese, who head off. Parents grab hold of the children as henchmen bundle through the performance. Wong angrily gestures towards the stairwell. The henchmen pursue Wax and Reese down the winding stairs. In a workshop full of shop dummies.
Get out of the way! Get out!
The henchmen hustle workers out of the workshop. Wax pops up between dummies and shoots a henchman. Another guy opens fire, blasting bits off the wobbling mannequins. Wax and Reese nip behind dummies. They take cover behind a pillar. A boss henchman orders his thugs forwards. They use the dummies for cover as they go.
What do you got?
Still gripping the coke-filled vase, Reese hurries off. Wax hunkers down by the base of the pillar and holds up his gun. A thug steps out. Wax shoots him in the leg. The thug drops and Wax shoots him in the face. Wax grabs the fallen man's machine gun and takes out two more henchmen. He hurries over to Reese, who's backed up against some lockers.
Cover me.
Reese spins between lockers and opens fire. Wax kicks a trolley of mannequins through the workshop, then lurches from cover, all guns blazing. A tough-looking thug struggles to reload. Bullets from Wax's gun slice through his shoulder and he falls. Reese breaks cover. Wax pirouettes through a whirling cloud of dust and plastic that looks like a snowstorm. He fires off shots all around him, taking down gunmen behind the mannequins either side. Wax holds his arms out wide, a gun in each hand. Wax dives behind a crate. He shoots an encroaching thug in the leg. Wax takes another guy down, then dives through a plastic curtain and takes cover. Another gunman turns the corner. The gunman warily steps past the plastic curtain. From cover, Wax spots Reese behind a pillar nearby. He points at his own gun, then at Reese's. He makes a beckoning gesture. Reese holds up his gun and raises his eyebrows. Wax nods. Reese skims the gun over the crate. Wax catches it, stands tall, and fires. The gunman drops down dead. Reese pops up and observes Wax, who appears to sniff the magnum in his hand. Wax looks around and nods for Reese to follow him. An open-mouthed Reese bows his head and sighs. Reese is on his mobile.
Just remember, yesterday you were unscrewing license plates. Now we've got you working with our top operative. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate the confidence, but don't you think Wax's methods aren't exactly,
What?
He's got me walking around with a vase full of coke, sir.
I'll admit, his playbook is a bit unorthodox, but Wax always gets it done.
I understand, but don't you
think... Stop thinking, Reese. Just do exactly what Wax says.
So we're cool. This is all official business, right?
From the king on down.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to make sure, and
Reese,
as I said...
do not call me again. Not until this job is done.
Dressed in a smart suit, Reese puts down his phone and holds his face in his hands.
Oh. Gary. Caroline, I'm sorry. I meant to call you.
You just disappeared. Where are you?
Caroline? Caroline!
Battery low.
Peace. Let's go. We got some time to pep up before we go to Mr. Wong's drug dealer. Hey, do you think they serve breakfast up there in the Eiffel Tower?
At the Eiffel Tower.
Will you leave your cell phone for a second?
I just need to make this one call, okay?
He wipes the battery.
Calling your girl ain't gonna get you home any quicker.
You don't have anybody to go home to, do you?
I thought you already met my wife.
His gun.
If you met Caroline, you might feel a little different.
I woke up with my share of Caroline's.
She's no ordinary girl, Wax.
They never are.
Come on.
Battery low. He follows Wax, who heads to the cafe with the vase of Coke. Wax sneakily snorts some.
A lot of shit here. Go ahead.
Hey, I thought this wasn't about your scoring Coke.
It's not. It's about us smoothing over some edges so we can make it home alive.
Wouldn't you rather one of us actually had his wits about
it? I would rather not get shot because someone spotted you as an embassy gopher.
Well, that's your problem. Because I'm not sticking that shit up my nose.
You enjoy your walk home, okay? Maybe you could flip my license plates next time I come to town.
In the tower lift, Reese irritably grabs the vase and snorts some coke.
Good. All right. Now maybe you'll be in that car with me. Turn that up.
On the tower platform overlooking Paris.
This is not the same stuff the Secretary of Defense's niece snorted, right?
Oh, this blow, that blow, it's all blow.
Yeah, but the blow that she took gave her cardiac arrest.
Yeah, well, if we were taking that shit, we'd be foaming at the mouth.
Wake up. It's never been about the coke.
And what about Charlotte? The Secretary of Defense's niece.
Are you high? There ain't no niece.
Reese scans around, frowning in the daylight.
Man, that shit is strong. You might be feeling some side effects by now.
Wax! What the fuck?
Well, you're still on this ride with me.
I don't know where the fuck we're going or what the fuck this is about.
What do you think this is about? It's about terrorists. It's about terrorists, man. Converting their finances into drugs so they can move it around without being detected. It's about buying any type of explosive which can shred anybody. Men, women, kids, cats, dogs, you name it.
Terrorists.
Oh, shit!
In the Cadillac, Wax hits the brakes and coke flies onto the dashboard. He peers down an alleyway.
That's our guy.
Act the part. Fix some drug addicts.
There's a bearded pimp in the alleyway with a dog on a leash. He's surrounded by hookers and thugs. Wax and Reese exit the Cadillac and head over.
Is that the guy you're gonna kill?
I didn't say I was gonna kill him. Just tell me we're on a party.
Party?
Yeah, tell me we're on two big titted chicks in that building. Ahead and tell him.
Bonjour.
A girl for my friend.
You would like to watch?
The mean-looking dog licks the coke off Reese's hand. The pimp glances at a hooker. The raven-haired girl leads a smiling Wax away. Reese follows, clutching the vase. The pimp spits.
Enjoy the rib. I got him off of Sweden, Thailand.
What about the pimp?
Go for it, whatever gets you off.
How about I get off this elevator?
James?
Caroline. Caroline! Caroline!
Well, that was a cool thing about French chicks. They're not as uptight as American girls.
Well, she's not very French like that, Wax, and she's definitely going to want to know what I was doing in that elevator with you and her.
Yeah, well, maybe you should be asking her what she was doing in this part of town.
She was buying fabric. She makes her own clothes. What am I supposed to do now? I'm totally fucked.
No, not after I tell her how you pulled the trigger, save the day.
You think I'm just going to stand here and lose my girl while you get laid?
Haven't you learned anything since we've met?
Wax kicks a door open, startling a girl. Her client shouts, "What's going on?" Wax, haul ass.
Motherfucker. Move, move.
The client goes for his phone. Reese pulls his gun. Stop.
Pav.
Give me your charger.
Give me that Nadegret.
Yeah, that's the big boss shit I'm looking for.
Give me that.
Give me your charger. The client hands it over. Thanks. Move it. Reese shoves the client out of the door.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
What the fuck does it look like I'm doing? I'm charging my fucking cell.
Wax takes out small binoculars and looks through the window at the street below.
But when you're done, why don't you check out the bank? Our friends are using to launder their drug money.
What am I looking for?
You're looking for a Pakistani with a big bag of coke, or a raghead pushing a wheel cart filled with cash.
Wax takes the hooker into the kitchen.
Unbelievable.
He looks across the street through the binoculars. He's on his phone.
I swear, what you saw was nothing like what it seemed.
Well, it seemed like my fiancée was riding up an elevator with some hooker and her pimp.
Yes, she is a hooker, and no, that guy is not her pimp.
Who the hell is he then? Tell me.
He spots two suspects.
You know I can't discuss my work.
Well, you should probably make an exception this time, Jay.
He looks round at the vibrating shelves.
It's this crazy partner they got me working with, okay?
What? The Sims your partner? He didn't exactly look the embassy type to me.
He's not. They flew him in specifically for this one job.
Well, I don't like you leaving me to work with guys like him.
Caroline, I don't like it either.
Then stop doing whatever it is you're doing. Bring your friend for dinner if you want. But please come home.
Open the door.
Call you back, okay?
God, I love this country. Any back door action on this side?
Yeah, what about the front door?
It's probably that Pakistani pimp. Kill the fucker.
I'm not gonna kill the guy, Wax.
Two thugs burst in, knocking Reese to the floor, kicking him viciously. Wax smirks, then watches the two suspects on the street below as they walk out of a door with a bag.
Hell of fucking leave. We got customers.
A thug lifts Reese up. His cohort punches Reese in the stomach. Wax looks over from the window, then takes aim. The two thugs hit the floor, dead. Wax comes over.
Now, next time I tell you to shoot the fucker, shoot the fucker.
He hands Reese the vase and goes. Wax and Reese walk side by side along a busy pavement. They follow the two shabbily dressed suspects who left with a bag. Both men are unshaven. The one with the bag has longer hair and a thicker beard. Reese, holding on to the vase, follows Wax across the road. Wax stops at a shop.
Hey, Reese! You like shopping?
Come on, Wax. Let's just finish the job and go home, okay?
Miss out on the finer things that Paris has to offer?
What? After all the shit that we've been through, you're just gonna let him walk?
No worries. We're just handing them off to the eye in the sky.
Request level 1 satellite visual surveillance.
NSA Eagle Eye 1 track SAT reassignment protocol for satellite repositioning.
Sending target coordinates package.
Eagle Eye confirming visual identification. Target has parked. Passengers have entered building.
Transferring current location to agent for target recovery.
Wax sent information to a satellite via his high-tech wristwatch as the two suspects climbed into a florist's van. Wax and Reese arrive on a rundown housing estate. Wax wears an I Love Paris cap.
They didn't mention this dump in my Parisian guidebook.
Why should the dumps here be any different to the dumps back home?
I just figure in Paris and all, you know. Shithole should be nicer. I can dig it, though. Brings me back to the day.
Yeah? I don't remember them being particularly happy days.
Nah, see, I would have figured you for a Cambridge man all the way.
Cypress Houses, East New York.
No shit, really?
Uh-huh.
You didn't get out much, did you?
Not really. I was the only kid to make it off my block alive, though.
I wish someone had locked me up. I always wonder what guys like you are all locked up in apartments reading and shit.
Mostly watching Star Trek.
Star Trek?
Dreaming of getting out?
Kirk, your spot.
Uhura.
Ah, here we go.
They spot the florist's van parked nearby. Still holding onto the vase, Reese approaches some lads and asks the big guy, "You speak English?"
Bonjour. Tu parles anglais?
He nods.
My friend and I are looking to get beamed inside.
Yeah, that's an American dollar.
The big black guy glances at a man on a moped who lifts his arm. The big guy heads for the block's front door. Wax and Reese follow him.
Bonjour.
The big guy opens the door to the block numbered 6. A bunch of tough-looking kids loiter in the graffiti-covered hallway.
Wait with them. I get rushed. Don't look that one in the eye.
Wax does. The kids pull guns. On your knees. At gunpoint, Reese sighs.
I told you not to look that one in the eye.
I couldn't help it. I was curious.
I think they want us to get down on the ground. What the hell are you doing?
Let me give you a little advice I picked up in Somalia. When a shaky 10-year-old points a gun in your face, you do whatever the fuck he wants. Now get down here. We just want our blame.
They kneel. Give me your watch.
You feeling homesick yet?
Fuck no. It's fake.
That's well, this isn't. Carolyn's father gave it to her.
Man, I swear that girl's gonna get you killed.
Reese's silver ring is taken. The boy Hootie in charge takes the stash of jewelry. A wiry, shaven-headed thug, Rashid, steps up behind Wax and Reese, still kneeling on the floor. Rashid wears a black and yellow tracksuit. He beckons the boy to throw the ring, which he does. Rashid puts the ring on his finger.
Looks better on me.
Definitely.
Thank you.
He hands Wax a little bag of coke.
For you, $50.
Wax takes the bag. He and Reese stand up. Then Wax tastes the coke.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
That's good shit. That's a Colombian mixed with a little flour, right? Now give me a kilo. A kilo. You think this is Bogota? What the fuck am I gonna do with $5,000? Maybe you can sniff it off your homeboy's ass.
Rashid pulls a gun. Wax turns it back on Rashid, who ends up kneeling.
Now maybe you can get off your jive ass and hook me up with a player who can hook us up.
$5,000 is considered personal consumption. That they can get away with. Anything more than a kilo is 15 years in prison.
But wouldn't it be a shame for these motherfuckers to get caught with 5 kilos of their own shit? Got caught with 5 kilos of their own shit.
Reese twigs, then drops the vase onto the floor. It smashes, spilling the drugs everywhere. Let's get out of here. The kids bolt, leaving Reese and Wax holding Rashid at gunpoint.
Thank you.
Reese dives on Rashid and punches his face.
Give me the ring!
Yeah, yeah!
That's it! That's it!
Give me back my fucking ring!
Tell us where the Pakistanis are. I'll have them take you for another round.
Give it to me! Get that fucking ring off your finger.
Reese puts the ring back on.
Yeah, boy!
This better be the apartment right over where the Pakistanis are staying. Are you gonna be... What's the math on him?
He's gonna be like the 26th guy in the last 24 hours. Hey, that's about a guy an hour.
All adds up. Go.
It's Rashid. Yasmin's out. Go away. We need to talk. Open up. As the door opens, Wax barges inside.
Relax, old man. We're not going to hurt you. We'll be gone in 5 minutes.
Why should they worry? At my age, there is nothing to worry about. With the world we left you, you are the ones who should be worried. Minty?
Why the hell not?
You think it was that different back in your day?
It is just as evil for certain. But it is a lot less polite.
Wax leans out of the window.
Okay, Rashid. Let's see what kind of trouble your buddies are brewing up down there. Sit down.
Wax holds a camera on a telescopic stick out of the high window. He observes the flat below on a portable screen. Reese comes over.
How's it look?
Looks like they're closing up shop.
Okay.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. I am gonna take the scenic route. And you, my friend, are going to go downstairs to the 10th floor. Shoot anybody who comes through that door. You need this to keep in touch. Yeah. Thanks.
Wax drinks the mint tea.
That's good shit. How do I get some?
You can't. It's homegrown Nana.
All right, thanks for your hospitality, old man. Let's go.
He abseils into the flat below. A thug reaches for a gun. Wax shoots, killing the thug. He guns down another armed man. Wax leans out from behind cover and fires. The machine gun-toting thug flies back through a glass partition door. Wax dives across the room as another henchman opens fire. More guys pour in as Wax returns fire.
Position!
Yeah! You want me inside?
Wax spots explosives on the door.
They got the doorway!
He picks up a machine gun and sprays bullets. As a gunman slips behind the wall for cover, Wax tracks him and fires through the wall, hitting and killing the gunman. Wax bursts into the flat's hallway, taking down a guy in a Muslim tunic. Wax discards the machine gun, then uses his own gun to fire on a long-haired thug who falls back through a hole in the floor.
You're going down to the 9th floor! Cut him off!
Go ahead!
Wax dives for a pole running into the hole and slides down head first, shooting one thug, then another as he lands. In the stairwell outside...
Hey, freeze! Fuck! Freeze! Get the fuck down! Get down! Down! Get down!
Name it, Ati. Name it, Ahmed.
No!
The bearded suspect they saw on the street pulls Reese's gun into his own mouth and pulls the trigger, blowing his own brains out. Reese is splattered with the man's blood. Wax pulls a curtain aside and regards the suspect's body.
What's so nice about it?
How about the fact that he's dead and you're alive? How many got out?
Two, maybe three. You're not going to catch him now, Wax.
Wax rushes over to the window and flings it open. He looks out and spots a dark blue hatchback screech to a halt outside.
How much time do you think it would take to run down 9 floors of stairs, huh?
I have no idea, Wax.
I think about 6 seconds a floor. That sound right?
Yeah, sure.
It'll take 54 seconds to get down there.
As the two remaining thugs hurry down the stairwell, Wax sets the charges on a suicide vest packed with explosives and carries it over to the window.
5 seconds to cross the lobby. And 4 seconds to get to the car.
He drops the vest, which lands on the car, as the two guys jump in. His face streaked with blood, Reese steps back as the blossoming explosion engulfs the car. Wax looks round.
And then there was none.
Reese wipes his face as he grimly watches the burning car. Wax hurriedly fills a bag with evidence.
Cops will be here soon. Damn, this place is dripping with intel. Come on, help.
Reese stands still by the open window.
Come on.
Wax continues his search. Reese crosses the flat, then stops in the hallway, catching a glimpse of himself in a mirror through the open bathroom door. He steps into the bathroom and stares at his blood-stained face in the mirror. Reese undoes a button on his shirt and frantically wipes away the blood on his neck and chest with his hand. He wipes the blood from his cheek. He runs the tap in the sink and splashes his face, then wipes the blood off his skin with his hand. He picks up a towel and dries himself. His face now clean, Reese anxiously eyes his ashen reflection in the mirror.
Hey, Reese. We need to get out of here, Wax.
Get in here.
Check this out.
I don't want anything more to do with this place, Wax.
Well, you got more to do this than you think.
Reese walks past Wax towards some photos on the wall. Most of the black and white shots are of Reese taken in the street without his knowledge.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Why, you suddenly run out of explanations? You don't know where this is heading?
Fuck no, I just follow a bouncing ball right now. That leads to you.
Hey, I got nothing to do with this, Wax.
Well, that's not what the evidence tells us. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
As cops file up the stairs, Wax holds Reese back. They hear, hurry, one more floor. It's on the 10th.
They're heading to the 10th floor. The door's rigged. They'll be blown to pieces. It's not a fucking option to go out there. You go out there, drag us into it, it's over. They're just a bunch of cops doing their jobs. If we don't finish our job, thousands of people are gonna get killed. You got that? That's the point. We're supposed to protect people, not let them die.
It's fucking time for a body count. It's too late.
It's not too late for them.
Reese barges past Wax. Police, open up. The cops try to hold. The cops are blown backwards by the explosion. The impact knocks Reese to the floor.
Reese! Get up! Get up!
Wax helps a shell-shocked Reese to his feet. They head downstairs. They hurry past a crowd of startled residents and leave the gloomy graffiti-covered block by a side door.
Police car, get in.
They drive away through a crowd of cops.
Wait, stop. I gotta get my stuff.
They knew we were coming. I'm sure it's stripped by now.
Look, my prints are all over that car. The cops will trace it back to the embassy and to me in no time. Fuck!
Okay, let me get my head around this. You want to stop in the middle of our getaway so you can grab your plates, wipe your prints, and grab some files.
I'll be quick.
All right, quicker than this.
Wax reverses the cop car at speed. He hits a row of cars. Cadillac is bumped, setting a charge.
What the fuck, Wax?
Fucking boom.
Work for you?
You're fucking crazy.
Wax drives them away, leaving the Cadillac engulfed in flames. Night. The two men walk side by side across a quiet city bridge.
You did good today, Reese. Helped save the world a little bit.
Wax spots two men in suits and coats approaching.
Why don't you have a seat here and reflect on our eventful day? I'm gonna go shoot the shit with these trench coats.
Reese sits down and pulls the collar of his jacket around his neck as Wax carries the bag of evidence over towards the two men. Reese watches as one of them hands Wax a paper bag in exchange for the evidence bag. The men go. Wax returns to Reese.
What I got in this bag is gonna get me killed one day.
You look pretty bulletproof to me.
Reese, every man's got his vices. And in my case, the locals here call my vice a royale with cheese.
Reese grins as Wax hands him a burger and a carton. Wax also has a burger.
So the job's finished? We can go home?
Not till the trench coach call us and tell us we can.
What if it's never over, Wax? What if we can't beat these guys?
Why don't you ask the guy you shot what it feels like to win?
I didn't shoot him. I couldn't pull the trigger.
I know you didn't. But it's okay. It's not going to report.
Well, maybe it should. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this sort of work.
No, that's exactly why you need to stay in it. Keep guys like me honest.
You don't need me, Wax.
Oh, you fucking kidding? Tell me we're not a perfect match.
Reese beams a toothy smile as Wax wears a look of mock indignation. Reese checks a text from Caroline. The dinner awaits you. Bring your friend.
Why the hell not?
They leave the paper bag on the bench. At home, Caroline is in the kitchen with her friend, the olive-skinned Nicole.
Hey! I brought my friend Charles for dinner.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. Hi.
Where have you been all day?
So you gotta tell me something. What do you do when you're not busy making men's jaws drop?
What did you do? That might work on the girls in the red light district. So what the hell were you thinking, taking Reese to some hookup? Didn't you know they got engaged last night?
Sure. What's talked that? About it all day. Just had to go pick up a fabric shipment. I'm a rag importer. We got a little business on the side, but, you know, I spend most of my money on cars and women.
Not in that order, I hope.
Excuse me.
Yep. I'm gonna go change.
Okay. Hold on.
Wax crosses the plush apartment, pausing by the stereo. He looks back at Nicole, who eyes him flirtatiously.
Yeah, I'm listening. Really? Well, how many numbers you got? Call them all back. All right, so, where were we?
You were telling my friend what fabric you and my fiancé were picking up when I saw you.
Well, I'm not really in the clothing business. I'm actually in the cloak and dagger division of the embassy, like my boy here.
Mostly cloak. Mostly dagger.
Killed anyone today?
Well, let's see. About one an hour on average, I'd say.
And what type of people did you kill today, James?
You know, the usual. Bad guys.
Bad guys? Baddest ass, suicide vested, cold-hearted Pakistani motherfuckers inside of Karachi.
Nicole wanders back to the kitchen.
No, well, seriously, I mean, we took down a whole terrorist cell today. Tell them.
That's what we were doing in the elevator when you saw us.
Truth. But he's being modest. Tell me how you saved the day.
I helped.
Did you at least catch them all?
Not sure, but find out soon enough. All right,
let's party. Let's party, yeah.
Cheers.
At the dinner table.
Rise, Mr. Ghost. Rise, Mr. Ghost. What did you think that was?
I like this girl.
Excuse me. Hello.
No, I'm sorry, there's no Rose here. Wrong number.
That's the call we've been waiting for.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Wes?
Shut the fuck up right now and you listen to me. Rose was a code word. Nicole's number's on every Pakistani cell phone that we found.
She's Pakistani, you stupid fuck. It doesn't mean she's a terrorist.
It does when she's your best friend and you got him living in an apartment that's bugged.
What the hell are you talking about,
Wes?
I'll
show you what I'm talking about. You stay right there. Don't you fucking move. Watch this.
Wax, who shot Nicole point blank in the head, pushes books off the shelves as Reese and Caroline watch horrified. Wax finds something in a lampshade.
Yeah. Here, how much you want to bet she's got another dozen buried around here?
What? You're the one who rented the apartment.
Wait. Before we started dating, I had her completely checked. She's totally clean, Wax.
What? You had me checked out.
Obviously not enough. She's working for the fucking people who took your picture, man.
No, I don't believe you. You got the wrong girl, Wax. You got the wrong girl.
What are you wearing right now that she gave you?
Nothing.
Your ring, man. That's how they've been tracking us. Come on, give it over. I'll prove it to you. Come on, I'll give you my gun. Give me the fucking ring. Give me the ring. Give me the fucking ring. I'll prove it to you.
Don't. Don't. Please. Please.
Caroline whimpers on the floor by Nicole's body. Reese takes the ring off his finger and hands it over to Wax. Reese takes his gun in exchange and points it at Wax.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare point that at me. You point that at her.
He does.
All right, this is how it works. If there's a transmission in the ring, it'll interfere with the stereo. See that?
Reese frowns despairingly and flaps his arms. He turns around and steps towards Caroline, who sits sobbing on the floor.
Why, Caroline?
She takes a gun from under a cabinet and fires, hitting Reese, who drops. Wax dives for cover. She ditches the gun and jumps from the window.
Reese, you good?
My shoulder!
I told you that fucking chick would get you killed.
Wax heads over to the window and spots Caroline on the slate roof below. He leaps out and chases her on foot over the interconnecting rooftops. Wax leaps from a ridge and lands on a V-shaped roof. He chases Caroline up a steep incline. On the other side, Caroline slides down the smooth roof. Wax does likewise a few feet behind her. He tumbles onto the next roof with a bump. Caroline crosses a wide gap on a plank of wood, which she discards. Wax leaps the gap. He lands, clinging onto the edge of the building, and hauls himself up. Caroline slides down a metal ladder and leaps down to another level. Wax slides down the ladder. As Wax negotiates another ladder, Caroline scales an iron gate and hits the pavement at street level. She sprints away. Wax spots a car pull up. She gets in, the car drives off.
Volvo, green, 92 MPR, 75.
Day. Agents check for bugs in Reese's apartment.
Steve, could you come give me a hand in here?
Reese sits by the kitchen, his arm in a sling. The ring on the tip of his thumb, he studies a set of photo booth snaps of him and Caroline.
Oh, there's one more.
There you go. 17 microphones, 5 cameras, 2 in your bedroom.
It's impossible. Caroline couldn't even screw in a light bulb.
Well, I ever put this shit into what they're doing. Hope you got some good moves on you, buddy boy, if it gets on YouTube.
Reese looks down sadly at the photos.
I fucked up.
Nah, you're just in love, man. Love's always a bitch.
Yeah? What do you know about love?
Well, once in the Congo, twice in Beirut. Same girl. I ain't made of stone, no matter what you think.
Come on, think about it. Where could she be? Family, friends. She never talked about her life, and I never thought to ask. I don't know anything about this girl, Wax. How'd I miss this?
I need word on that Volvo. We need to find this girl.
The agents hurry to connect to Reese's mobile.
Got it?
You're on. Hello?
Please don't bother tracing. I will be off in a minute.
I'm sorry it came to this. I didn't mean to hurt you.
You need to understand.
Then help me, because I don't know what the hell is going on.
Just tell me the truth, Caroline.
In a phone booth by a road, Caroline shuts her eyes for a moment.
6 years ago,
I met a man who opened my eyes to his fate. And finally, for the first time in my life,
everything made sense. I knew I had a purpose.
To lie to me? To shoot me?
To serve my cause.
And living with me.
Spying on me, that was
all part of your plan?
Caroline?
Caroline! She's gone. Did you get a lock on it?
No, it's too short.
It's okay, okay. Play it back.
Drop her voice out and bring up the background.
You need to understand.
She holds back the tears and wipes her cheeks. Traffic glides past on the busy road as grim-faced Caroline heads for the parked Volvo and leans in the open driver's side window. A handsome bearded man with olive skin looks gravely at her and holds up his hand. She kisses the ring on his finger. The intense-looking man stares into her eyes and strokes her face. At the apartment.
Still, I met a man who opened my eyes to his fate.
Good, good. Louder, louder.
And finally, for the first time in my life, everything
went. Where is that? Could be the Parapherique.
They're leaving Paris. Where are they going?
Ambassador Bennington. Yes, sir.
God damn it, what are you doing?
The delegation just landed, Reese. Why the hell aren't you at the airport to greet them?
An embassy official meets the delegation off an aeroplane.
Welcome to France.
The woman leading the delegation walks to a waiting limo and gets in. At the apartment, Reese looks at the others.
The American delegation just landed for the U.S. African Aid Summit.
You're going to hit the delegation. Who's driving?
Me, sir.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, wait a sec. Is that it? Don't you want to think about this for a second, Wax?
You think about it. You're the chess player.
Reese rolls his eyes and turns away. Wax is driven at speed through the Paris streets. They overtake on both sides and race through red traffic lights, Wax clinging onto a handle for support. Wax retunes the car radio with his free hand.
Ooh, I love this song.
Just like me, they long to be.
Ah.
His driver smirks.
Don't you say anything about this?
Why do
it's between
stars
us.
Fall down from the sky every time you walk by?
Two motorcycle outriders are at the vanguard of the delegation convoy of 4x4s, stretch limo, and two saloons. Police have closed a road to let them through. Wax's Audi executes a 90-degree turn at a corner. It speeds down a slip road to enter a motorway system. At the apartment, Reese, his left arm in a sling, saunters around forlornly as two agents continue their checks. One walks over to Reese.
Are you okay, sir?
Huh? I don't know. Something's wrong here. Doesn't make sense. If they wanted to hit the delegation, then why did they wire this apartment? Why'd they use me?
He stares thoughtfully around. On the motorway.
All the Paris-bound lanes have been blocked off. We'll reach the motorcade in a few minutes.
Yeah, if those fuckers want to strike on the freeway, they shouldn't be far.
Wax spots the green Volvo.
Here it is. Go, go, floor it!
The driver presses down on the accelerator. The Volvo driver sees them in his rearview mirror, pulls out, and speeds up. The pair weave in and out of lanes as they overtake other vehicles on the motorway. Reese rifles one-handed through books and notebooks on the living room floor. He finds a photograph album, lays it on a cabinet, and opens it. They are all photos of Caroline. He flips to the end. He tosses it. The Volvo driver races up behind a saloon and rams it. The bump sends the saloon into a spin. Others swerve to avoid them. The Audi driver maneuvers his way through. Wax checks his gun.
This isn't going to slow him down. You got any heavy metal?
How about this?
The driver presses a switch. The back seat opens up.
Ooh, come to daddy.
A rocket launcher as well as an assault rifle. Wax grabs the rocket launcher. Reese is busy searching the apartment. He looks in a cupboard and examines sketches on the wall. In one cupboard, he picks up a piece of the orange fabric Caroline was carrying when she spotted him with the hookah. He throws it on the floor. He reads a Tribune headline, African Aid Summit meets in Paris, France. Still at the cupboard, his eyes fall on a sketch which he holds up. It's of a figure draped in orange robes and a scarf. Reese turns his head and furrows his brow. On the motorway, Wax leans out of the passenger window with the rocket launcher over his shoulder. His driver swings the Audi into the hard shoulder, and the Volvo driver glances back. As the Audi speeds up, Wax grabs his mobile.
I'm a little dizzy, Reese, but I'm about to smoke your girlfriend's car!
She is not inside that car.
What? What are you talking about? I can see her in the passenger seat.
You're a little Wax. Listen to me.
She is not inside that car. She is entering the summit as a delegate.
What? Are you sure? Because I can see her from here.
They are level with the Volvo.
Wax.
The Volvo is probably a diversion.
Make sure you get a visual contact before you take your shot.
Move closer, I gotta look inside.
Wax's driver moves into the lane beside the Volvo. There's a figure in the passenger seat. Wax stares.
Oh, fuck, you're right, she's out there.
Shit, I'm on my way to the summit.
Okay, I'll be behind you. I gotta clean this shit up.
The figure is a mannequin. The Volvo driver puts his foot down. At the apartment, Reese rushes into the bedroom, picks up his jacket and the Magnum. The Volvo swerves into bollards. It speeds along the temporarily closed carriageway on the other side. The Audi avoids crashed cars and keeps going. Black still can't get a clear shot. The Audi continues to weave from lane to lane.
Have them turn the motorcade around!
The driver gets on his mobile. In the stretch limo...
Yes?
Excuse me, ma'am. There's intel of a potential threat. They want us to change our course.
She shakes her head.
Negative.
What you done?
The driver shakes his head. The Audi draws level with the Volvo on its opposite carriageway. Wax aims. A bridge support blocks his view. They pass an empty car transporter and slalom around another truck. Wax clambers back inside the Audi.
Pass him up. Get me on the bridge.
Down goes the driver's foot. The Volvo tries to match the speed. The convoy moves serenely along towards the oncoming Volvo. The Audi driver swerves off the motorway and up a grass embankment. Struggling to keep control, he zooms along, then turns and drives the car onto a bridge. Wax jumps out as the Volvo reaches the bridge. The Volvo passes under them. Wax sprints to the other side and starts to take careful aim. The Volvo driver reaches behind and flicks a switch.
Come on, baby, one shot.
The Volvo nears the approaching convoy. A security agent spots it.
Get down now! Get down!
He protects the delegate with his body. Wax fires a missile. It rips into the Volvo, and the explosion hurls the car high into the air. The convoy swerves past. One car crushes the mannequin's head. As the stretched limo passes, the security agent and the head of the delegation stare out at the burning wreck. The convoy nears the bridge. Wax removes the launcher from his shoulder. He and his driver turn towards the departing convoy.
Welcome to Paris, baby.
The courtyard of the Foreign Ministry is busy with people and cars. A white awning has been set over a blue carpet leading into the building. Reese runs up to the gated entrance. Excuse me. He flashes his ID.
Wax.
Look, she's probably wearing one of those shock-activated vests.
Like the ones we found in that apartment?
No, wait, she wouldn't do that, Wax.
The bitch ain't going to the summit to make
some speech, Reese.
If I can find her, I'll talk to her.
Yeah, she'll blow your fucking head off, okay? Now, you're gonna have to aim up high where there's no vest. You understand what I'm saying? Do you fucking understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I got it.
Good.
Talking ain't gonna do the job, man.
Okay, excuse me. You're gonna have to take that shot.
He hands over his pass and sees people being searched as he waits. Access denied appears on the security screen.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't let you in.
Could you please try it again, sir?
Sir, this card's already been used by Ambassador Bennington's assistant.
That's impossible. I am Ambassador Bennington's personal aide.
Please come with me, sir.
Look, I can explain
sir,
this.
Sir, right this way.
I think
sir,
my girlfriend sir. Stole my
sir,
card to get into the
me.
Summit.
Sir,
if you'll just give me,
come with me
if
sir.
You'll just give me
please,
a minute.
Sir,
Ambassador Bennington! Ambassador Bennington!
Let him through, for God's sake. He's my personal aide.
He's released.
Give me that.
Where the hell have you been? Reese, are you aware of what happened to the delegation on the freeway?
I need to talk to you right now, sir.
So what is going on?
Weapon!
Reese is grabbed after going through the scan. The ambassador glares at Reese.
Reese, since when do you carry a gun?
There's a suicide bomber inside the embassy.
There's been absolutely no intel on that.
I'm telling you. You need to clear this conference right now.
I can't shut down the summit on the vague assumption that
this
you...
This is not an assumption. I know the bomber, sir. She's my fiancé.
Your fiancé?
She's been using me as a cover all along.
The ambassador glances at security.
Are you sure she's in here?
Reese throws his head, then looks up.
No, I'm not.
Another security agent.
Mr. Ambassador, the delegation is about to arrive.
Let him go.
Not with the weapon.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me.
Reese rushes off, holding his arm. He pushes past people on his way upstairs. The agent who passed on the message follows Reese up the stairs, which are filled by many delegates in African dress. Outside, a traffic jam. The Audi screeches round a corner and comes to a halt. Wax leaps out and runs up the street. In the Foreign Ministry, Reese reaches a landing and passes through a doorway. The security agent is not far behind. Reese sees someone in orange.
Caroline!
The person half turns, then walks on.
Excuse me.
Reese enters a large reception room. Amongst the delegates are many people shrouded in orange robes with scarves concealing their faces. Reese goes to a group of three.
Caroline.
The security agent enters and watches Reese turn helplessly around. The agent radios in.
The situation.
Reese sees him and grabs another agent's gun.
Don't you fucking move! Don't you fucking move! Get down, sir! Get down!
Reese spots stiletto heeled shoes beneath a robe.
Drop the weapon, sir! Caroline! I need you to drop the
weapon! Caroline!
Gun,
sir. Don't move!
The woman stops.
I do not want to do this. I do not want to shoot you.
I need you to lay your weapon down now, sir.
The woman in orange takes her hands to her scarf.
Lay your weapon down, sir.
Caroline removes the scarf from her head.
Put your weapon down, sir.
Reese stares at Caroline. She lowers her hands.
Drop the weapon!
Caroline opens her robe to reveal a suicide vest.
Oh, shit. No! Do not shoot! That vest will explode!
All the guns are now trained on her. Her eyes flit from Reese to the other agents surrounding her. He shakes his head.
Caroline, please, let me help you.
She breathes quickly and shallow.
I don't need any help. I am at peace.
Reese stares at her, his face filled with anguish, then lowers his gun.
Caroline, this isn't peace. You told me before that the reason you did all this is to find some kind of purpose. Try to make sense of it all. Well, that's all I want too, Caroline.
She moves her hand towards her chest.
No, please. Don't do this. Just listen to me, okay? Just for a minute. Just listen to me.
Their eyes are locked.
Nothing else in the world matters right now, Caroline. Except I love you. And that's all I have. Love for you.
Her eyes are moist with unshed tears. Caroline lowers her hand.
And even if you don't love me, and that's all the sense any of us is ever gonna get. Love.
Wax enters the room behind Caroline, who's gazing at Reese. She raises her hand towards the detonator on her vest. Reese lifts up the gun and takes steady aim. The bullet enters her forehead, and blood spatters as it exits. Reese blinks, then opens his closed eyes. Caroline falls backwards, her back arched. Reese, his face still and his gaze unswerving, watches her fall. The bullet hole is like a caste mark on her head. Wax races forward to catch her before she hits the ground. He sets her down gently. Reese doesn't take his eyes from her for 1 second. Once she's still, Wax unplugs the detonator. He looks tenderly up at Reese. Wax lowers his shaved head as Reese fights back tears. In the courtyard of the Foreign Ministry.
What the hell is going on? I did not fly 10 freaking hours to get my ass melting in this limo.
I'm sure it's all for your own safety, ma'am.
Always say that when you don't have a clue about what's going on.
Wax. For Christ's sakes, would you please explain what's going on? Excuse me, ma'am. I'm very sorry. There's been a security problem. It has been handled, and you're free to go. Have a nice evening.
The delegation head steps out of the car, her face grim. To the ambassador.
I want to know who's responsible for this delay, and I want him fired.
She storms inside.
That's what I like about the job. You get knowledge, you get compliments.
He nods for Reese to follow him. At the airport.
Here, I got you a little something to keep you going. Wherever it is you are going.
Yeah?
Wax opens a takeaway bag.
Yeah, man. You know, I got this sense that you're going to take your act on the road pretty soon here, courtesy of the very appreciative government. But I must tell you that I wouldn't be against your coming with me.
I gotta get back to the apartment, Wax. I've got so many things I need to take care of.
That apartment's been packed up and shipped out. But I think I know what you're looking for.
Wax hands him an envelope. He opens it. Inside is the strip of photo booth snaps of Reese and Caroline.
That's something to remember by.
Thanks, Wax.
Come on, let's play a little chess game before I go.
I thought you were the kind of guy who didn't like to play chess.
I lied. Sue me.
Okay, but I gotta warn you, I don't take prisoners.
Well, I gotta warn you, I am a very sore loser.
Okay, well, if that's the case...
No shit! Yeah, man! Damn! Welcome to the club, Pard!
Oh, you're going down. You are so going down.
Listen, Hoss, I'll tell you something. What I forgot about this game, you haven't even learned yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll just tell you.
Reese has pulled out a bigger gun than Wax. Standing by a plane, Wax sets up a travelling chessboard and they start to play. ITFC audio description by Alex Newman and James O'Hara.